I like it, buddy. I love it, buddy. Do do do. Let me hear the horn again, pal. Okay. Walter's learning how to play the tube horn. It's very musical. All right, good night. Sleep well, buddy. I love you. Hi, everybody. The Daily Dot recently just wrote a funny article about me. And guys, you guys are going to die laughing. And I would love for this author to reach out to me and actually get a comment. Because listen, all right, this woman said Twitter banned Benjamin in 2018 after he went on a tirade about gun control advocate David Hogg's genitals. Benjamin was banned by YouTube in December for what the company described as attempts to circumvent their terms and services. All right, so within days of YouTube ban, he was booted from Facebook and Instagram for anti-Semitic memes. Benjamin, who calls himself Big Bear, I am the Big Bear, has returned in full force on all three. He actually appears to have created some accounts in advance, potentially anticipating he'd get banned. I don't run any of those accounts. This afternoon, a Twitter spokesperson said they'd look into Benjamin's platform return. A few hours later, they said the account was permanently suspended for violating our platform manipulation policy. YouTube's parent company, Google, did not respond to requests for comment. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have more to worry about. All right, this is really funny. And I'd love to, if this woman wants to reach out to me, I'd love to give her some quotes if she needs them. Because she already took some of mine that are... Okay, just real quick. How do these people not know that they're endorsing me? On all three... Just wait. If you were reading this, tell me you wouldn't want to find me immediately and love me for these quotes. Hang on a second. I missed it. On all three platforms, Benjamin has lately been urging people to not take coronavirus seriously. Fear is the virus is his favorite line about the global pandemic. I don't even believe in a globe. And making homophobic and anti-Semitic jokes. This woman sounds like a real Jewish homo. His new thing is referring to Jewish people as grabblers. Sorry. A derogatory term used on the alt-right, a loose collection of conservatives that harbor white supremacists. This is when it gets really great. I still use my hands, he recently tweeted about coronavirus. Only cowards who believe the news don't use their hands. On a live stream yesterday, he said, if the government says close your business, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a pedophile in a suit at a news conference. Guys, who the hell would read that and not be like, that guy's my guy? A pedophile in a suit at a news conference. And by the way, I'm not against coronavirus preparation. I mean, these people are communists who want old people to die alone with no toilet paper and a clothes. Because one of the big grabbles is for the insurance to shut off for all the old people, which is what this woman wants. I'm merely pointing out that a guy, let's just say Joe Biden, he blatantly is a sexual predator, in my opinion, in a suit at a news conference. And yeah, Grabbers is now out. On a recent video, he said, I mean, who wouldn't love this? In a recent, and by the way, they're trying to slam me because the blowback is getting so crazy. Did you know the average, hang on, what's the average life expectancy in Spain? You guys know what the life expectancy in Spain is? 82.83 years. You want to know why that's significant? Because the average age of death for coronavirus in Spain is 84. So not only do I know coronavirus is real, it's not a hoax, guys. It's a very real medical condition. And apparently, it adds 1.5 years to your life. Statistically, in Spain, if you get the coronavirus, you live 1.5 years longer than average. That's a fact. The average life expectancy of The average age of death for someone who dies in coronavirus, you can look all this up. This is Google. This is top hits. This is mainstream. Is 84. Their life expectancy is 82. So that means if you get the coronavirus, you're getting life. Okay. If the government says close your business, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a pedophile in a suit at a news conference. Okay. I'm crying. On a recent video, he said it was statistically less likely that a Catholic priest is screwing kids than a Jew is stealing your money. What's up with the Jews, he later added, because there is something going on with it. That doesn't even make sense. She's just trying to trigger as many people as possible to be offended. Okay, check out this structure. I never said anything like this. Her quotes are probably accurate, but on a recent video, he said it was statistically less likely that a Catholic priest is screwing kids than, quote unquote, a Jew is stealing money. Quote unquote, what's up with the Jews, he later added, quote unquote, because there is something going on with it. That's just gibberish. But the quote that's the real home run says is, if the government says close your business, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a pedophile in a suit at a news conference. Like, that's now in... Oh, and fears the virus is his favorite line about the global pandemic and making homophobic anti-Semitic. All right. He refers to Jewish people as grabbers. But this is, I almost don't believe they don't know that this is making me sound awesome. On a recent live stream, he said, if you want to follow me, it's Owen_comedy. It's like my fifth one because I crush. I promise you they're not trying to make me sound good. They listed all my mirror accounts, everything. They're trying to get everything shut down, but of course not. Oh, by the way, you see this? I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. This is hope. Did you know obesity kills 2.8 million Americans a year? As you can see, these two whales right here. Hang on. These two whales right here to combat an actual pandemic, which is obesity, have decided to cover their feed holes. These medical masks, they were bothering me because I thought, hang on, I got food on my, I got dirt on my face. I was doing chickens. I thought that it was to stop coronavirus. No, it's because these whales, like these whales here, they know that 2.8 million, guys, every year 2.8 million Americans die from obesity, like these two beached whales right here. So they know they can't stop eating and they know it's going to kill them. So what do they do? They cover their mouths. They cover their mouths with cloth. I think it's really heroic, actually. All right. Makes you sound hilarious. Yeah, fear is worse than the virus. It's all good. No one can put me in a bad mood now after that article. From the day I get a Google alert, and it's like, the Owen Benjamin, right? Anti-Semitic. Like, who does this work on? Like, there's nobody alive anymore that's like, you want to know who needs more protection? Those gays and Jews. Those guys are real, they're real, they really need more protection. All right, BB, allegedly Apple just donated 9 million masks. Where the F did they just have 9 million? Who cares? If it helps the whales, it's good. Listen, I'm all about people wearing these masks because the actual, guys, 2.8 million Americans die of obesity a year. How many people have died of the coronavirus? I mean, you can't even write decimals that small to compare the two. But I mean, it's a 12-day incubation period. The average age of an Italian to die of the coronavirus is 81. In Spain, it's 84. So in Spain, if you get the coronavirus, you live longer. They're wearing those masks to prevent food going in. It's a fact. And I think it's great. And by the way, lady, I'm a comedian. So if you want to hold me responsible for all my hilarious lines, why don't you go ahead and hold Sarah Silverman responsible when she said that if Jesus came back, she'd kill him again. I'm just telling people, I'm giving people good advice. I was also talking to another buddy. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of sick of telling everybody the future so they can plan and then they just hate me for it. I'm like, why don't I just make like $1 billion on all my future knowledge? But I'm not going to do that. I don't want to get in that world. But like, I see all this stuff coming. So what do? I fire up live streams. I tell everybody. And then the good people are on board, and I've made a lot of great friends, and you guys are awesome. But like, tons of people just like despise me for it. And the other road could be I could just make like $1 billion, just buying every scared person's business right now. But I'm not going to do that because I want to stay in the narrow path. But it's hilarious. They have used their spells. Their spells don't work anymore. All right, what songs do you guys want to hear? Don't Save the Whales with Large Pie Holes. Wait, who said that to BB? Oh, no, it's the Daily Dot article. Hang on. Just Google Owen Benjamin Daily Dot. It's one of the funniest things I've – because I get hit pieces down on me all the time. This one is amazing. And I listen, I'll reach out to this journalist. If she wants a quote, if she wants to talk it out, I mean, I can help explain to her some of these quotes. Just listen to this again. I'm just going to read this again. I understand how some people don't engage with me. I probably won't. I won't engage with the media. But as a comedian, this is like a billboard. Okay. Benjamin has lately been urging people not to take coronavirus seriously. Fear is the virus is his favorite line about the global pandemic. Dude, they highlighted mountain bear, false witness bear. Dude, it's like... it's as if they just don't know they're promoting all of us. Okay. His favorite line, all right. And making homophobic and anti-Semitic jokes. His new thing is referring to Jewish people as grabblers, a derogatory term used on the alt-right, a loose collection of conservatives that harbor white supremacists. What does harbor mean? Like, do they let us dock our boats? I still use my hands, he recently tweeted about coronavirus. I don't tweet, by the way. That's all Coddington Bear. And he's legally allowed per terms and services to have that account. I've never logged in. I've never tweeted since they banned me. You know, well, no, it was after Owen Benjamin's nice wife. That was a joke I was doing. And then they banned that one too. Only cowards who believe the news don't use their hands. On a live stream yesterday, he said, if the government says close your business, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a pedophile in a suit at a news conference. See, I forgot I said that. And that's so funny. Like, it's almost like I need the Daily Dot, these journalists, these communists that are literally trying to shut down old folks' homes. You know that one of the big pushes of coronavirus fear is to get it so old folks' homes don't have insurance and that these old people die alone with no toilet paper. That's a fact. And I'm against that. You know, it's kind of like when people question the 9/11 narrative. Those people were against 20 years of war. You know, and that's fine. Like that's the thing is these the hisses of snakes is I'm a comedian. It's still America, you know. And it's never not going to be America. That Bill of Rights, that Constitution, as much as it can be grabbled by all this legalese, it's still there. That's still the foundation. Oh, how dare you? Nope, that's still the basis. It's just kind of hard to see it all the way down there. BB, today's stream was absolute gravy. Thank you very much. The dying alone thing is a nightmare. Yeah, a lot of old people are currently dying alone because of coronavirus regulations. Those are just suggestions. And I'm not listen, do what you want. I'm not trying to like rally people to break the law, but it's not the law. These are suggestions. If your grandmother is dying in a little room, be with her. You know, don't let your grandma die alone. You know? All right. If you get the coronavirus in Spain, statistically you live longer. The average life expectancy of someone in Spain is, what was it, 82? If the average death of a coronavirus, quote unquote, victim is 84. So that means if you get the coronavirus, I haven't done any clinical studies yet, but apparently it looks like it adds years to your stupid life. All right. On the upside, we're not going to have to worry about the wrong pronoun anymore. You never know. I mean, you can get anybody to do anything at this point if they're just scared enough. They're just, you know, it's all good. The NFL and NBA will be back for the Hunger Games. Right. Just don't let your grandma die alone. That's all I ask. I don't give a shit about your money or your business. I'll buy it if I have to. I'll make more money than you ever could have, coward. Oh, but we have to lay off people. I'll buy it and hire them back. I don't have any money, but I will. If I just want to flip the switch and start seeing what this all is, I could literally make like $1 billion. It's like, how dare you? Do you not see what this is? Do people not see the takeover that this is? And it doesn't affect you if you don't let it affect you. But I mean, it's just like, it's hilarious. I think Jared Kushner is a genius. I really do. I think that guy gets it, you know? He's going to be buying all kinds of stuff. All right, BB, can you play? I can look that up for you. Yeah. That article is hilarious. Yes, it is. And they're trying to get me banned for more stuff again. iTunes isn't putting up my stuff anymore, but unauthorized.tv, dlive.tv/OwenBenjamin comedy, and wherever you get your bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. If you really like the stream, you'll be able to find it. If you just got lazy with the iTunes updates, you're one of the, 20 million downloads? If you don't have the desire to find it again, we don't need you. Too many people don't see it. They're living in it. It doesn't matter. See, I switched from like being like, wake up, to being like, should I just buy that person's business? But that feels wrong to me. But at the same time, I'm like, if you're willing to throw away what your ancestors and your forefathers fought for to have, if you are going to close your business because of the cold and flu season, I hope a Jew buys it. They're smarter. I'm starting to think that a lot of Jew power came because they weren't scared at some point in history. I don't know. I don't know how it all works, but it's not what I thought it was. It's like, I was talking to Weiss today. I'm like, Weiss, you're a Jew. How do we just start buying all the stupid Goyim's businesses? And he was like, now you're speaking my language. I'm like, yeah. So these idiots have gotten a runny nose and they're closing up their businesses. So you're a Jew. How did you people buy all that stuff for pennies on the dollar and make everyone, you know, I'm starting to think that you didn't make people homeless, your people. I'm starting to think that those people begged you for it. Is that true? And he's like, buddy, all I know, and he doesn't even care. I'm more Jewish than he is at this point. I'm like, listen, Weiss, I need help. Tell me how you people buy all the Goyim's business for pennies on the But I don't have enough money to buy anything. But, you know, if you have a couple million kicking around, just look around to the fear. If you see like closed and people are wearing masks, it's like, just crack the duck. Because within a few months, they'll have to sell it to you. You could sell it. They'll buy it for a loaf of bread. Weiss, you're a Jew. Oh, yeah, yeah. I literally was. I was like, and he said, now you're talking my people's language. And I'm like, yeah. So I've never been on this side of the coin before. Weiss, how exactly do we exploit these Goyim? But I'm not going to exploit the Goyim. But I do see it now, though. I do understand why people exploit people. Because it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? Why are you closing it? They're like, stay away from me. I'm just like, you're throwing it all away? Dude, like Coddington Bear. Let me tell you about Coddington Bear's family history. His family fought in the Revolutionary War, both sides of the Civil War, the War of 1812, World War I, World War II, Korean War, and Gulf. All of it. His family goes back to the 1600s in America. My family came here in 1710. Okay, all that fighting, all that settling, all that like resistance, that perseverance, that American spirit, and the fucking cold and flu season, you just say, all right, grabbers, feast. What? And so I'm not going to, BB is very wealthy. Yeah, I am wealthy. I don't have money though. There is a difference. Liquidity is what the grabbers call it. That's not homesteading, right? Isn't Israelis locked down one of the most strict? It's not about the Jew. It's about the grabber. There's tons of Jews. I mean, 95% of the Jews are going to be the most grabbled. They're always the most grabbled because they're always so terrified. But there's a little group that can see through it, and that's how they get so rich because all they have to do is ride the wave of fear. They don't feel it. It might be because they're psychopaths. I don't know. The sniffles. I mean, I'm looking to buy the Hollywood Improv. That's my goal. All right. Liquidity. Yeah, that's what it's called. My family goes back before the revolution too. Yeah. Like Cottington Bear's mother was in the Children of the, what was that, the Daughters of the Revolution, all that. Like they're old school, and all the Jewish groups call them white supremacists. Where's your balls, man? When, since when did you give up your country to the to a bunch of communists who use shame and debt to like to get your stuff? Like your family died to get this shit. I mean, it's just, dude, I'm starting to like the Jews. I get it, man. They're fucking great. I mean, Jared Kushner is a fucking legend. That dude is going to buy, I mean, the Federal Reserve, I believe, is buying the Dow Jones. You guys realize that? And like, I was talking to Weiss about that. That's why there was such a giant influx of money today. I believe the Federal Reserve is printing money to buy the stock market. Fact. And all the goyim are just like, oh no, my nose is running. Dude, I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm like watching it like. And I'm like impressed. Because they have to make it so dumb that the karmic blowback isn't anything. Like the people have to be like, okay, the average life expectancy of someone with corona who dies of it in Spain is 84. And Italy, it's either 81, I think. It's slightly, you live slightly longer with the corona. In America, I think, what's the total death count up to? Is it more or less than unicycle accidents? But I mean, they're this close to getting Hillary though. And the Fed, no, the Fed is about to expand and they're going to make their currency digital. It doesn't affect you. Don't get depressed about that. Like right now, our currency doesn't mean anything. It's digital anyway, but it's like, it's just a funny way. It's like the fear and the wrath and the sin. It's just, they cash it in, man. It's hilarious. A really groundwork move. Federal Reserve starts to print TP. Oh, that'd be hilarious if Federal Reserve started making toilet paper. You're a Jew. How do we buy goyim business? I love that video from Space that Cod tweeted. I bet $100 a Crowder thinks we went to the moon. Yeah, yeah. I just realized that barely. I'm just going to talk to you guys for a bit. It's all like Yuri explained. Not really, though. It's not like a takeover, though. You got to understand, it's just more people choosing poverty. It's just more people giving away what they had. There is no massive takeover. That isn't how it works. Yuri was being a little bit of a grabber. It's like you have to give it up yourself. Every single person's on a different path. Every person. Dick Pound canceled the Olympics, guys. Dick Pound. Oh, dude, someone was telling me to look up Dick Pound. Let's just look this up together. All right. They were saying that he's like this Canadian, that his story. All right, Dick Pound, Wikipedia. Richard William Duncan Pound, Dick, was born in March 22, 1942. He was a Canadian swimming champion, lawyer, and prominent spokesman for ethics and sports. He was the first president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, and vice president of the International Olympic Committee. Pound is a staunch advocate of strict drug testing for athletes. And he probably just wants to see their weens out when he tests their pee. And has made many allegations of cheating and official corruption, some of them challenged, owing to disputes over the testing and reporting procedures. Okay, well, what's the funny part? Someone said, oh, let's see his book cover. Yeah, that's what someone was telling me. Dude, a bunch of people wrote me that Dick Pound is hysterical. Oh, dude. No way. Guys. What is this world? It's so fucking funny. Okay, this is Dick. This is the book cover of Dick Pound. For those of you that are just listening, although I don't know how many are just listening right now because iTunes is no longer carrying this level of gravy, it's a fist gripped around a phallus. But the phallus allegedly, what appears to, it looks as though it's a parallel bar, but it looks a lot like a dick. All right, let's read more. Oh my God. This is the guy who, this is the spokesperson who canceled the Olympics, guys. All right, here we go. Dick Pound. His name is Dick Pound. All right. Was Dick Pound on the Joe Rogan? Dude, Dick Pound's his stepdad's weaned. Big laughs. Buddies with Richard West, Dick West, yeah. Dude, big laughs right now in the chat for those of you just listening. All right. So swimming, Olympics. Let's check out his family. Oh, he has five children. That means he's probably, that's a good sign. He could just be insanely funny. Lance Armstrong, Savage's comment. All right, this guy might be awesome. 2008, during a conversation in French when asked about whether the IOC was embarrassed to be affiliated with the Chinese government's recent political history, he was quoted as replying, must not forget that 400 years ago, Canada was a land of savages with scarcely 10,000 inhabitants of European origin. Well, in China, we're talking about a 5,000-year-old civilization. Okay, so this guy is awesome. 2 months later, the Aboriginal advocacy group Land and Sites asked for him to be suspended to be suspended from the International Olympic Committee for the remark. Dick Pound responded, I mean, come on, guys. How come guys, this is what I want to know. Why am I treated like this, like UN spokesperson where every word is analyzed, but Dick Pound is like calling everyone savages, just crushing, and everyone's like, yeah, that guy's going to be the spokesperson for the Olympics. It's like, I'm a live streaming comedian, and the Daily Dot's like, and then he said the Jew, and it was, Dick Pound gets it. Dude, Dick Pound's crushing. All right. He said the mark was taken out of context, and that in the particular French expression, it's un pays de savage. The French savages was not equivalent to English savages. Dick Pound resides in Westmont, Quebec, with his second wife, Montreal author Julie Keith. He has three children from his first marriage and two stepchildren from his second. Okay, this guy sounds awesome. All right, Julie Keith is an American-Canadian writer. She received a BA. Okay. Well, I'm glad the Olympics got canceled because if Dick Pound wants to do it, I'm in. Guys, I am in. This guy's, he might be my favorite person who's ever lived. You want to see a picture of old Dick? Hang on. Dick Pound, please don't give me gay pornos. Hang on. Okay, here he is. He was also a swimming champion. Oh, man, this guy's been MK-altered out, but I bet in a really cool way. He thinks everyone's a savage. All right, hang on a second. Watch this. He's like, dude, this place is full of savages. What's not to like about old Dick Pound? Look at him. Okay, that's Dick Pound. He's like, hey, nice to meet you. Dick Pound. All right. And then that's his book. Okay, is that all check out with everybody? Sasha, Dick's middle name is Will. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. Is Dick Pound better than... All right, let's see what you guys are talking about. Because they don't like tall, handsome, funny comics that promote families and you don't like baby murder or trans... Right, but those days are long gone. They're losing power at a rate that's, because this is a backfire grabble, guys. There's a lot of people that won't be losing their business. You're only going to lose your business if you're in debt or something, you know? Or if you're just so unbelievably weak that you're like, I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm going to just give up. And frankly, we don't want you anyway. If someone's that weak where they're like, I'm done, I can't handle anyone on my Facebook group saying that I'm insensitive, fine. Dick Pound don't care. Old Willie Dick. His name was Dick Pound. That'd be funny if he was like 007, he'd be like, Pound. Dick Pound. All right. I'm going to... BB, if you cut the red circles to get the hornets... I don't know what you're saying. During this virus, Dick Pound has to give Duck Pound... And, I don't know what that means. Inside the Olympics... Yeah, this is them grasping at straws. Yeah. It's Dick Pound grasping at bars. But there's a big economic grabble right now, though. It's like there's a lot of people that they're going to have their businesses consolidated. That's a reality. And now Nancy Pelosi and a lot, I think a lot of them are working together, though. They're trying to push cryptocurrency. But it literally doesn't matter. It's the epidermis. Not taking a chip, not taking a shot. After that, it's all just Jew grabbling. It's what they do. They fight endlessly over what the currency is going to be. Who's it? Dude, we haven't had control of the currency possibly ever. But it's like, that's just what they do, guys. It doesn't bother me at all. And what bothers me is seeing people just fall for tricks and give up everything. But it's starting to not bother me as much because it's just so stupid. It's like, especially people that like know about 9/11 and they know about Sandy Hook and they know about all this stuff. They're like, no, this checks out. I mean, if you're in Spain, you know, if you're 84, watch out. The bar isn't past the thumb. It's a wang. Dude, I think it might be a wang. I mean, look at this picture. Look at how... Yeah, the bar, I mean, that's... I think that's a dude's dick. Dick pound inside the Olympics. A behind-the-scenes look at the political scandals and the glory of the games. He had to put glory in there. Dick, glory, pound. Wow. The script is getting very, very interesting. Dick Pound gets it. That's an understatement of the year. He called all the Indians savages. Even the Indian bears know that that's funny. That's because even if Molyneux is spiraling right now, Molyneux's been spiraling since he was like 10. Like, I think his mom like threw him through a wall, and he's been spiraling ever since. Steven Crowder just died of anal trauma. Well, I mean, if he's been around Steven Spielberg, yes. But by the way, media, feel free to take any of these fucking quotes because they're all gold. Dude, again, can I just read to you what the media recently just quoted me as saying? It's so fucking funny. I still use my hands. He tweeted about coronavirus. Only cowards who believe the news don't use their hands. On a live stream yesterday, he said, if the government says close your business, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a pedophile in a suit at a news conference. His new thing is referring to Jewish people as grabblers, a derogatory term used on the alt-right, a loose collection of conservatives that harbor white supremacists. On a recent live stream, he said, if you want to follow me, it's at @Owen_comedy. It's like my fifth one, because I crush. If you would like to support the stream, because they're coming at the bear again, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, unauthorized.tv, DLive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. I think his mom really was a trauma mom. Yeah, and she was also a Jewish. Allegedly. I mean, that's what, I think he said that. Owen should just email quotes directly to Daily Dot for more free people. I mean, they'll try and use that stuff to get me kicked out of more stuff, but it doesn't matter. It's too far. It's too far gone. I mean, if I have to, I'll just use mailing addresses. You guys know me. You guys know where I am. I have so much loyal commitment at this point. It's laughable. Let's play Take Owen Out of Context. That wasn't out of context, Benny Bunny Bear. That's exactly what I said and what I meant, except I was joking. You know what I'm saying? Just like Sarah Silverman. All right. They always make you sound good. Right, because you can't take me out of... If you take me out of context, it just sounds like true statements, allegedly, as a joke. You can take any other... You can take comedians out of context. Like, Joe Rogan does bits about how child rape is good. It's insane. And I just don't cuck. I don't cuck. And you don't need to defend me. You don't need to be like, that's out of context. It's like, not really. I mean, the part at the end, the babbling part about pedophile priests and Jews, and that doesn't even make logical sense. Like, the quotes around each one, that's so out of context, it's laughable. On a recent video, he said it was statistically less likely than a Catholic priest is screwing kids. I don't use the word screwing. She added that. That's not in a quote. I never said that because I usually say Jesuit. Because out of respect for E. Michael Jones, I make fun of the Pope a lot, but I try not to make fun of Catholics because I know so many good Catholics. I know how I speak. I talk about Jesuits and I talk about the Pope and I talk about the Vatican. Like, I mock that shit relentlessly. What's up with the Jews, he later added, because there is something going on with it. The Jews isn't an it. It would be them. I don't make these type of literary mistakes. BB, I would bet that's because of you. Joe Rogan probably isn't allowed in certain parts of Idaho at this point. Yeah, no, I'm friends with like the sheriff's department in a lot of parts of Idaho. I'm friends with a lot of people in those situations. Joe's not allowed in Idaho. Big Bear, I'm raising pigeons and stockpiling thumb drives. That's what I'm talking about. I'm now Dick Pound Big Bear for 30 days. Dick Pound Bear. Hey, Dick Pound Bear. Jesuits is an accurate description. Yeah, and there's still some good Jesuits, I bet. You know, my mom went to a Jesuit college, Creighton, in Nebraska. You know, it's all just person to person. But in general, the Jesuit order has some real creepy shit going on. And so is the Vatican. But she got the quote, so stupid wrong, that's hilarious. And I knew it. Yeah, it just sounds like a dude that's just hysterical. It's like the priest and the Jew. And there's something going on with the Jew. All right. What do you guys want to hear before? Yep, I'm Catholic, and I've noticed you're careful with your language. Yeah, it's because I don't attack Catholics. Like, I'll attack the Pope. I mock him. I mock the Vatican. I mock the Lucifer telescope. I mock some of the politics of the Catholic Church. I don't like rip on Catholic priests and shit. Because I've known some good ones. You know, my godfather was a Catholic monk at a Benedictine monastery. My second godfather. My first godfather ran away to Brazil. Gee, Dad, how'd you know that guy? Freedy, no problem. There we go. I know I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got, I couldn't have a warm conversation if it wasn't for your lies, lies, lies. But still, I wanna tell you everything. Until I close my eyes, suddenly I'm on the street. 7 years disappear below my feet. I'm breaking down. Do you want me now? You want me now? Don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. I'm turning round. Do you want me? Want me now? I know I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got, suddenly I'm in Peril Square, looking in the crowd, and your face is everywhere. I'm turning round. Do you want me now? Want me now? Don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. I'm turning round. You want me now? You want me now? I know I've got a bad reputation, 'cause I heard it from the Daily Dot. I said a politician is a pedophile in a suit, and that's all he's got. Suddenly I'm in the Daily Dot. Misquotes everywhere, but I still sound real funny. They're turning round. Did you quote me now? Did you quote me now? Benjamin now calls the Jews a bunch of grabbers, 'cause he's alright and they harbor white supremacists. But still he wants to tell you that fear is the real pandemic. Don't you let your old people die alone just because a pedophile told you so. I'm turning round. Do you trust me now? You trust me now? I know I've got a bad reputation, 'cause the globalist grabber media
They will tell you all these lies, lies and lies and lies, lies and lies and lies. Suddenly I'm in an old folks home. It's not just enough to pick up the telephone. They need a hug. Will you see your grandma? You see your grandma? Don't you let her die alone. Don't just pick up the telephone, no, no. Don't trust the lies. Go see your grandma. See your grandma. Why don't you bring her some toilet paper? Grabbers all want to steal your grandma's toilet paper. Can't make this shit up. Do you trust them now? You trust them now. I know I've got a bad reputation. And it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got. Don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. I'm breaking down. Do you want me now? You want me now?
The Daily Dot sells fear. How's that for a quote? All right. What else you guys want to hear? Yeah, give me some. Thanks for the Lamborghini. Yeah, feel free to throw some shekels at the Big Bear. I got to dance for my dinner. That article was written by Pussy Smashdane. Thank you, Nero. I'll look her up on LinkedIn. I'd rather be sick than away from sick family. I'll take my chances. Guys, the average life expectancy of someone who dies of coronavirus in Spain is 84. The life expectancy in Spain is 82. There's more people, I believe, that have died of unicycle accidents. Dude, honestly, there's more people in America that have died of bicycle accidents since the coronavirus has broken out than the coronavirus, because the coronavirus is the common cold, allegedly. Don't let your grandparents die alone. Like, even if they were shitty boomers, like, you owe them that. I wouldn't let my dad die alone. If I wouldn't leave him alone, and my dad's terrible. He's your dad. It's your grandma. Unless you, like, are oddly emotionally twisted up with them and you really do need your space, if you've forgiven them, don't let them die alone. You won't forgive yourself for that when you find out more about the coronavirus in 6 months, like 9/11. Rollerblading pandemic. Yeah, my college roommate in D.C. closed her Pilates studio after finally making it. Well, she sucks. It's time for her to go make a hat and a dinner for a man and stop trying to wear big boy pants. Why do you think women and homosexuals and the weak should not own businesses? I'll tell you why. Because, that cruise ship that was in China, no one died. I think you're a Southerner at heart. I think so, too. I'm a Midwesterner by blood. So that's pretty close to Southerner. Oh, and thank you. Don't let your parents die alone. No. Country roads, no problem.
Country roads, take me home. To the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road, country road, take me home, to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Country Road, take me home.
Yeah, I'd hold my dad's hand as he passed on. And you guys know how I feel about my dad, about the things he's done. I'd hold his hand. I'd pray for him as he passed on. It's bigger than all of us, guys. Our battle is not flesh and blood. And the thing that's really been hurting me a bit is, and I'm trying not to let any emotions in at these times because empathy is a bitch, especially when I'm connected to this many people. It's the old people dying alone. It's bothering me tremendously. And that bitch at the Daily Dot who wants to like make it seem like I'm the bad guy for trying to lower people's fears so they don't lock up their old and let them die. It bothers me. Honestly, I'll get past it, but it's just... just to believe a bunch of dirty commies that are trying to buy up all your businesses and they want to kill off a bunch of the old because they can't afford it. I understand the debt. I get it. The boomers. I get all of it. I just, you know, I got empath in me and I just picture that old woman reaching to grab a hand and there's nobody there. And it's because their stupid fucking kids believe the CNN. And there's nobody there. That hurts. All right. What do we got here? Let's do The Man Who Sold the World. It should be about Jared Kushner, the man who bought the world. Dude, I love Jared Kushner. I really do. He gets it, dude. He's playing the game so perfectly. I mean, it's a grabbly game. He's a grabbler. But he's doing it, like, flawlessly. He just got, like, 100 million retarded goyim to believe that the cold and flu season was going to kill him. And now he's buying Princess Cruise Lines. Like, you have to start thinking, like, there is something kind of special about these people. The grabber is stoked for all the women and children who are going to end up selling their bodies. Very sick. Well, I mean, it's hit and miss. Here's the thing. And maybe this did start as a bioweapon or something. I don't know. All I know is it didn't work properly. Did Gates make a bioweapon or something? Maybe. It was like a bottle rocket. Maybe that's how it started, but it turned out to be the common cold. And I won't back up on that one. Guys, the numbers are absurd. And everyone I know in hospitals are like, yeah, everyone's freaking out. How many deaths? None. You know, there's a super old guy. I think he died of, like, cancer, but it got marked on Corona. It's like, oh, this is all a scam. Wooden doors, guys. It's ridiculously stupid. My son's great-grandfather wasn't here for his birthday because he was, of course, scared of the cold. And I understand. He's a great man. We're naming our next kid after him. But it's like, to watch the fear unfold because of money, just money. And it's like, wow. And then I start thinking, it's tainted adrenochrome from Wuhan. Okay. There's something going on. There's levels to this thing. That's why I'm not making a definitive statement. There could be some sort of weird poisoning going on with celebrities and politicians because they're not in on it. That's why I'm a little bit of a Q-tard. Like, I don't think Q's totally wrong. But there's multiple operations happening right now. But one of the operations is Operation Close Small Businesses of Stupid People. So they get bought up by grabbers. And then I called the great insight about the cruise site. Guys, I called the Olympics in mid-February. And I told you why. I said that the grabber wanted to buy a bunch of Japanese businesses that were overly invested in the Olympics. And if Dick Pound canceled it, so many people were underwater that finally the grabber can take a foothold in Japan. The generation got programmed so hard, Dick Pound hard. Yeah, Dick Pound is the cure for Corona. Yeah. Bill Gates owns the patent to Corona. That doesn't, you don't even know what that means though, right side up there. What is, do you know what the patent to Corona means? Guys, from the best of my research, and I've done a lot of research on this, I'm not going to make a definitive statement, but from the best of my research, a virus is a human response. It is not just floating around. It's a human response to something toxic, and it usually happens around the same time of the year. It burns off dead shit. It actually helps you fight cancer. A virus can't breed. It's not alive. There's no way for it to replicate. It has to come from your body. It isn't like, it doesn't just grow out. It's not like algae. A virus can't procreate. It can't multiply. It's created by your body to the best of my knowledge. So when people talk about like, oh, the virus, I mean, it's like for the best of, and I would never have even researched it until I saw the grabbler. The best of my knowledge from a lot of research, and I'm very smart, guys. I can see logical inconsistencies all over the place. A virus is your human response to a sickness. It can't be something that breeds. It can't be something that you catch from somebody else. I mean, B.B. Galen Windsor talked about viruses too. He was a legend. Yeah, a lot of doctors believe this as well. Protein bits. Yeah, they're little bits of protein that are created. Dude, the best way to cure most diseases is fasting, sleep, and changing your diet. Your body has a viral response to toxins. You can't transmit it to someone else. Exactly. It's crazy. There is a way to transmit the triggering of viruses if there's shedding for specific ones that are related to the skin, like shingles or something. But in general, a virus is a human response to clean your body. BB, my dad claims he has a friend in Italy with corona. Is he dead yet? But my dad's a wizard, so I know he's lying. Is he dead yet? How old was he? Yep, my doctor never gives an antidote for an antibiotic for virus. No. But there you know. Guys, antibiotic means anti-life. Like, the reason antibiotics work is because it's toxic to the body. So it supercharges your body to fight faster, but it's really responding to the antibiotic. Crow777 has knowledge of that virus. So does a lot of people. I've looked deep in it because I don't just try and get this information from one source. Tons. It's so grabbled, guys. It's so grabbled, dude. And so there is a virus. It's in your mind. But whatever. I mean, maybe not. It could be real. I'm not going to make definitive statements. I know how lawyers work, legalese. pH over 7.6 and you could, yeah, it's about your body being acidic. And how does it become acidic? Fear, lust, sloth, envy, pride. it's like watching all these Christians not realize how much of this is in the Bible. It's just mind-blowing. He says, for 60, I asked him more questions and my dad said, how dare you? Yeah, stop talking to that guy. BB, do you think they found a way to manipulate that response from the body? Maybe with vibrations or chemicals. You can get a disease from being injected with things, but your body's made perfect. It's perfect. Your body is created by God to like self-regulate itself. There's a reason you're told to fast and you're told all this stuff. It's how you cure. Two employees at my mother's office were diagnosed. They're stockbrokers and not dead. Yeah, they're trying to cash in, buddy. Just stop. I can't talk about it anymore. I can't talk. Like when people are just like, someone has corona. It's like, did they get tested? It's like watching the AIDS thing all over again. Do you know that I was so retarded that even in college, I wasn't giving blood because I was scared I had AIDS. And then when I finally gave blood, I was like, woof, I didn't have AIDS. Guys, I think I'd had sex with one girl at that point. And I'd never done heroin or anything. And the girl, I believe, had been with like one guy. And it was in like a small town. It's so dumb and pointless. The craziest thing was when people see what AIDS was and how everyone scared the shit out of everybody for money and for homosexual social acceptance. And then they rebranded it for an African kill-off. I just don't... But see, it's to the point where I'm not frustrated with people. If you want to get mad at me for me telling you what's killing you, fine. I'll buy your business. I mean, I'm going to start stockpiling some savings and I will seriously fucking remember every person that called me an idiot. I'll find out what business they have to sell because they're so fucking dumb and then I'll buy it and then I'll donate it to somebody. I don't know. The odds of any of that happening are basically 0%. But in my mind, that story is possible. Free money from the government. Cough, cough. Yep. All right. Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. I love tapping into all the gravy. Yeah, me too. Guys, Israel just donated 6 million doses to the U.S. You can't make the... Yeah, I talked about it 4 days ago. If you want to hear all this stuff early, just ask me. Dude, I have like an intel agency that would make the CIA jealous. I have bears everywhere. And they're not motivated by money or power or fame. They're motivated by the truth and justice. They write to me and they send me shit everywhere. Like everywhere, guys. And it's like, I've seen, it's just, no one has seen anyone die of this anywhere. People have been like, oh, someone tested positive and now everyone's spiraling, his wife can't get out of bed. And I'm like, that's just a crazy woman. That's what women do. This whole thing is to hijack the family unit, you know? It's like to get the woman to start scrubbing and bitching and getting scared. And then the guy like starts whacking off again and drinking. Ugh. They own wicked businesses. Right. That's the thing. I'm letting it just wash over me. I'm not, because my Bravo instinct, my paternal instinct is like to get young men out of the mud, to get people up, to teach them to be like, look at the spell. And the ones that get bad at me, it's like, fine, dude, you don't deserve it. What are the best types of chickens to buy? I got all kinds. All right. What do you guys want to hear on the piano? It's Logos Rising. Dude, it is. They're trying to suppress the Logos Rising. Because the world's getting more beautiful and better. And the response, the blowback, is nationalism. So I'm loving the whole process. I just don't like people I know losing their businesses. It's bothering me. And I don't like old people dying alone. It's sick. And I don't want our nationalistic legacy to be on the backs of this. Be with your grandparents, you know? I love that the Devil Mouse is out of business and all this shit's shutting down. Are you kidding me? Hollywood is it's one of the sickest, moldy fucking cancer cells on the world. I'm glad that everything's shut down. But like, please be with your fucking grandparents. Don't let them die alone. All right. Walking on the Moon, I don't know what that is. Oh, The Man Who Sold the World. Here we go. This is about Jared Kushner. We passed upon the stairs. We spoke of was and when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as a surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face to face with the grabber who sold the world. I searched a foreign land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare. We walked a million hills. I must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. I never lost control. Your face to face with the grabber who sold the world. I laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched a foreign land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare. We walked a million hills. We must have died alone a long, long time ago.
All right. I finally see the advantage of not having fear. It's like, if you aren't grabbled right now, the opportunities in this world are unbelievable. Like right now, it's insane, dude. The Zoomers are in for a treat. I just am sometimes I have a hard time communicating it, so I'll just play the piano and just be funny. I'm not going to buy anybody's businesses. I'm just being a dick. I'm just trying to like encourage you to just not stop being a pussy. I hate owning businesses. I'm not a businessman. I want to buy the Improv, but after that, I have no interest. I'm not even buying Bitcoin. I think that's taking a swing up because of all this news about potential cryptocurrency. I want nothing to do with any of it. All right. I know one person with it. She's a 54-year-old cancer patient. What if it's a natural response to people who are sick? Excuse me. What if that was what it was? Just what if? I'm not making any allegations. All right. Oh, and by the way, grabbers aren't just Jews. So they're trying to connect grabbers with just Jews. A lot of Jews are grabbers. But I've called Steven Crowder a grabber. I've called Alex Jones a grabber. I've called some Muzzies grabbers. Stephen Hawking is a grabber. The bike thief, Neil deGrasse Tyson is a king grabbler. So the irony of these of the Daily Dot, the little strumpet, who should be home making dinner for a man, and I'm not joking. I'm not just trying to be funny. That's her job. Who just tied being Jewish with being a grabber. Like, that's deep anti-Semitism. Like, not that anti-Semitism is a real thing. You guys get it. What if China released a bioweapon? It didn't work. I think that's a possibility. Gates, China, whoever. I think this whole thing could have started as a bioweapon that didn't work at all. Things fail constantly, guys. The deaths aren't there. It's not there. This whole response could have been potentially justified, and now it's not. Maybe there was a bioweapon, and they were like, shut it, lock it all down. You know, maybe there was. It didn't work, and it's done. It's been like a month and a half, and there's no exponential growth of anything. That's the thing, is I'm not, yeah, the bioweapon is called Kung Pao Chicken. Guys, these masks, 2.8 million Americans die from obesity a year, right? You guys know that? Okay, so these two African-American land whales here, really what they're doing is covering their mouth holes so they can't just gorge themselves with more Kung Pao Chicken, because that's what's really going to kill them. Those masks, these bike thieves right here, they're scoping, looking for the bike, They think they're protecting themselves from a virus that's killed 500 Americans, 1,000, I don't even know. But in the same time period, you know, 1 year, 2.8 million will die of obesity. So that, those fat bike thieves right there, they don't even realize they're covering up their pie holes. So they, so Shamu and Shamu Jr. over there, Sham S, Shaniqua, hey, Dick Pomber. Yeah, those land whales. Yeah, dude, they're covering up their mouths so they can't eat. And that's great. I love, every time I see a medical mask, it's typically on someone who's obese, by the way. Have you noticed that? Or mentally retarded. The first thing I think is great. They can't eat anymore. All it takes is just to stop shoving fucking food in their mouth for like one day. And they have a better chance of living. Yeah, Kung Flu Chicken. Ah, dude. Dude, the people that are mad at people for, like, not taking it seriously, guys, who do you think, you really think I'm going to listen? I mean, it's more of a diet, I see that. Right. Gates has everything but the respect and genuine love from a woman. Dude, Gates is a mess. He doesn't have everything. Gates is living in a world of hell. Autocracy, Barry, you know better than that. Come on, have I taught you nothing about the land of the grabber? Bill Gates is one of the biggest grabbers in the world. So now the Daily Dot horror. And I mean that. I think she does sell herself, allegedly. I mean, maybe she'll take that quote out of context. I don't know. I'm going to backtrack on that a little bit. I can't say definitively. But metaphorically, yes, she does sell herself in a way for money. So, and if she ever wants to talk about any of this, I'm in. But she doesn't realize that she said something that's very anti-Jew, because I know a lot of Jews that are not grabbers. So she just connected grabware with being a Jew. Not me. Crowder made a really, really gay music video, Kung Flu Fighting. YouTube suggested his videos, and I'm not even subscribed. Yeah, he's an agent of the system. My cancer survivor friends say they are chemo survivors, not cancer survivors. Right. BB, do you know who owns the Daily Dot? No, but I'm guessing it's someone with a miniature hat, at least. Most of my jobs are canceled. Now I raise chickens. My neighbors love the eggs. Boom! That's the way out. Guys, so many people aren't seeing through the matrix yet. 9.8 million abortions to date this year. Right, but and guys, this is the thing about the grabber. And this is why I'm so disgusted with the goyim. And I'll call you goyim. That's like nigger. When Jews call you goyim, they're calling you a nigger. And I get it now. If you want to act like a sheep, they'll treat you like a sheep. The abortion clinics are staying open. They're like fighting to stay open. You understand that? Do you understand how weak you are, a lot of you people? The ones are like, we simply can't work. I mean, this is the abortion clinics. Guys, get inspired by the demons. They have more balls than you. The abortion clinics are like, listen, we're here to kill some babies. And we're not going to let the Kung Flu stop us. And people are like, oh, look at this. It's like, they're open. Some of them are open. They're like, we're not going to stop killing babies. These celebrities need to eat, you know? What does that say about you? What does that say about you? That you'll close your freaking coffee shop, but the abortion clinic is like, Abortion clinics up and running full capacity. They fought for that. They fought for that. What'd you fight for? Nothing. All right. I was hoping the abortion clinics were closed. A lot of them are closed. Some of them, the mom and pop abortion clinics, if he doesn't pull it out, we will, you know, with their little slogans. It's one of my first jokes I ever wrote. I was like 18. But mom and pop abortion clinics. Because it like that's when you know something is tyrannical and federal. There's no mom and pop abortion clinics, guys. Nobody's like, you know, remember my video I did, the mom and pop prison? It's like, I'm going to open up a mom and pop prison. How do we get that? How do we get more customers? It's the same with abortion clinics. Nobody's like, you know what's a good small business? Abortion. If he doesn't pull it out, we will. Let's hand out flyers, Tommy. Let's really start from the ground up. No, it's a tyrannical, genocidal machine. Oh, and I also know a lot of Jews who are definitely not grabbers. The grabbers are all showing their... Yes, me too. I know many Jews that are not grabbers. I say it all the time. Owen Benjamin of House Bear, friend of the Jew, enemy of the grabber. All right. No fetus can beat us. Yeah. Get on our boat and kill your zygote. Yeah, I used to have a bunch of them. It's like that's when you know it's tyranny because there's no mom and pop abortion clinics. Nobody's like, hey, you know, I've run the numbers. I think we can find, baby, get in here. I think we can finally open up our own abortion clinic. That's right, baby. We've been dreaming about it forever. Our very own abortion clinic. It's the same as prison. It's tyranny. Didn't Pelosi try to sneak some shit in about Planned Parenthood? It doesn't. Who cares, Orion Bear? Stop bitching. Did you close your business? If the Planned Parenthood gets to stay open, why would you close your... So the baby murderers are still going to murder the babies, but you can't sell pants? Come on. Come on, commies. No abortion coupon? No, they have a punch card. I'm against capital punishment because there's no capital in it. Exactly, Bear for All Seasons. You've seen my sketch. Mom and Pop Pharmakia. Right. What are good men supposed to do, BB? Just admit what it is. Just admit what it is. Just admit that it isn't like a pandemic, except for fear. Just admit what it is. And then make the best decision that you want. You know? Tell your clients you'll be there for them if they want you, that you're not closing up. And if they don't feel comfortable, that's their decision. If they want to wear a mask, that's their decision. This is America. You're allowed to wear a mask and gloves. I'm not going to rip them off you and scream, Corona, Corona. It's like, you be there for your customers in this time. You say, listen, if you want my business, whatever, I'm just trying to be as general as possible. I'm here for you. I'm not going to close down. I'll provide my services. You know, and that's it. And if you lose a little business, that's the nature of it. And you'll get through it. It'll all be fine. But don't you fucking dare say, no, I can't come. There's coronavirus. I mean, you'll lose people. Like once it's revealed as to what it was, and it will be very soon. This one has a lot of blowback. There's no bodies, guys. You got to be insane to not see this through this one. But if you're a carpenter, if you're like, you know, I got buddies where I shot that special in Portland, Oregon with that great wood shop, the giant mill. Not only are they staying open, they've given people free business. And my buddy said his dad, who's a legend, legendary Christian, homeschool, used to have goats, just wonderful people. They let me shoot Reluctant Warlord there when everyone kicked me out. They said, if someone's hurting, give them some business. People remember when you do good during hard times. And don't fucking forget that. These are the times when you can make a real impression on somebody. Give them something free. Give like somebody you know that's in a rough spot. This is the time to make bonds. This is not the time of fear. When somebody is all panic, like just give them a nice talk. You know, talk to them and give them something. Give them a discount. Give them a free thing. You know, give them some wood or whatever. Whatever you are doing, do it. The Redmond family are based at, yeah, they're unbelievable human beings. And so not only are they staying open, they're like, if someone else is hurting, this is the time to help them out. And that's what real Christian families are doing right now that own their own business, that are not in debt. And it's no obituaries either. Guys, no one is dying. This is not a real thing. Hey, love, can you pour me one of those blue bottles of water? Thanks, baby. It's always been Karemnu. What are you talking about? Yeah, good. Yeah, give him some tires. Right. This pandemic is like an episode of the A-Team. Lots of explosions, but no bodies. Exactly. This is a time to make friends, to make... Guys, there's nothing better than when the economy pulls back, than when this positive vibes brings positive actions. Yes. And respect their fear. Don't respect their fear. Like, give them space. Like, don't just be like, how can you not see this? But just be like, listen, buddy, whatever this is, I'm here for you guys. If you, thank you, baby. It's okay. You look beautiful. Like, if I was touring right now, what I would do is I would say, I'll still have the meet and greet. And if you want to shake my hand, I'll shake your hand. And if you don't, I respect that too. Literally, that's what I would do. I would shake thousands of hands right now. There's like, if I didn't, I would not be able to look at myself in the mirror. So true, been helping my elderly neighbors is great. Someone let me in the house. That's fine. But just give them the groceries or give them whatever. Like, don't, because if you attack their fear, you know, we have a screen right now, so I can yell and stuff and be funny. I like where this is headed. Unlike 9/11, I like the permanent changes that will come from Corona. I like that people are now not be as into foreigners and freaking butt pumping and stuff. But don't let old people die, you know, let them know that you're there for them. They're just, imagine just being alone and old, just like in a little room. No funerals in Washington? None, guys. And I'm supposedly ground zero. Lead by example, courage is contagious. Yeah. But you don't have to. You don't have to force a handshake. Like, you can feel, respect the space. But at the same time, like, don't pull back. It's like, if you had a job to do, do it. There's nothing, you're not, dude, the fear is in your head, guys. You know, you're more likely to die of a car accident on the way to your job than this. I need an Owen yelling app. Yeah, I think everybody does. So many are seeing the lies and thirsty for truth. We can be like Joseph in the famine, ladling gravy. Yeah, just, dude, be a gravy ladler. Old people have keys to hidden knowledge. Dude, it's why they want. That's why a lot of people want to kill them off. A lot of old people know shit that you don't know. They know a lot. They know how to survive a lot of stuff. They have a lot of wisdom. You know, alone and watching the news all day. That's all they're doing, Mountain Bear. They're just programmed. And it's like, you know, be there for them. I'm the old guy in the room. Nice. A lot of scared homos are out rubbing Zyklon in their anus right now. That's a good point, Westside Bear. I'm proud of my state. Most people have told the government to pound a dick. What state's that? Invest in that state. Guys, this is the vector. Like, this is the new. My old real estate was always programs. And I've made some money in real estate. I'm right. Imagine, I've made other people millions. Imagine being alone and old in a little room. Thank you, BB. Exactly. You're inflicting it on people. And it'll come back. Like, you're causing pain. People freak out when I tell them I'm not letting Corona affect me. Just don't let Corona affect you and let them freak out. It'll plant seeds. I've changed a lot of people's minds on this. It's heartbreaking to watch working in a home, being rushed, getting dressed, etc., all while they look for family to come that never come. Dude, it's like... I can't even think about it without, like, I can't let myself think about it. Yeah, my 79-year-old great aunt told me she was taught the earth was flat when she was young and in school. Yeah, yeah, that's what they were taught. I'm refusing to watch the news anymore. I'm disappointed in you, Bunny Bear. How are you still watching the news? Russia collusion didn't let you in on the... Oh, and the housing bubble will pop soon? What was I talking about? There is no housing bubble. The housing bubbles will affect very different... Like, this area didn't go down during 2008. Just don't listen to retards. Okay. The gentrification bubble is gangs, artists, homos, hipsters, yoga mats. So you have gang areas in, like, Detroit and stuff, or, like, parts of L.A. Then come in the artists who rent it cheap, which draws the homo. The homos clean it up and open businesses, which draw the hipster on trust funds, brings the money. And then you see a single girl in a yoga mat. You're reaching, you're a few years away from peak bubble. Right now, it's Look for areas that didn't close, because that's the only place where there's actual wealth. Anywhere where the whole city shut down means they're all in debt to the grabber. Or they're just all such cowards that you don't want to be around them anyway. So where'd that guy say he lived? I'm going to wait. Southern Oregon appears normal. Nice. I'm going to wait for that guy to say where, and then I'm going to play another song. Just don't listen to retards. Yeah, fact. My husband's a mortgage guy, and they all know it's about to pop. I don't know what that means, Faber. I'm on a different level. I don't mean to be a dick about that. They perpetuate abuse, and now all the... Like, my area's going to go up probably because it's all homesteads. Like, people... The pop is going to be cities and suburbs. Homeostasis. BB, my 78-year-old uncle is sewing masks for... That's some serious insight. It's a fact, guys. This isn't even like wealth and knowledge in these streams. Yes. So right now, put like pins on a map. I don't know why I just tell people this and I don't make money ever. If you want to support me, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. Mountain Bear says, lack of fear is contagious. I see the effect it has on people around me, more contagious than any corona. Fact. That's why they try to shut down people like me and Mountain Bear. Because they need you scared. People like us spread a lack of fear. Texas is $50 trillion in debt. Oh, West Virginia? Nice. West Virginia is great. West Virginia told the government to piss off. Guys, did I not call West Virginia? Is another way to tell where has value. Wherever the media has demonized. Idaho, West Virginia. Think about how many TV shows are constantly just ripping on West Virginia and Idaho. What does that tell you? Those are the places with value. The grabbers, they need people in debt. All right, sweet child of mine, sure. But if all the city people come to West Virginia or Idaho, I'm going to say this in a joking way, but shoot them or scare them away. He said jokingly. She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. Now and then when I see her face, it takes me away to that special Oklahoma place. When I stay too long, I probably break down and cry. Sweet child of mine. She's got eyes of the bluest skies. Yeah, and just if you see anyone rubbing, like, hey, partner, and they start rubbing their hand together, just get. I was joking about the shooting thing. I meant shooting with a camera. Like, record them and then tell them to get. They call us inbreeders. Right. They're demonizing the places that they couldn't grabble. They only control people through debt. Yeah, the Amish, obviously, but they're not going to let you in. My backyard will be crushing. Yes. Oklahoma's crushing. Yeah, okay. Anywhere where the media makes it seem like everyone's inbred. The Jewish inbred media, guys, no one's more inbred than those guys. Have you seen their faces, a lot of them? Not to be a dick, but their family tree is a twig. Illinois sucks, but I'm crushing. Yeah, bloom where you're planted, bro. Dude, I live in Washington State. There's no state tax, though. It's not very much in debt, but it is. There's a lot of liberals in Seattle. All right. Ireland is in debt. The houses are way overpriced. There you go. I mean, everything's overpriced. I wouldn't care if my house went down. I don't plan on leaving ever, hopefully. The only time I'd leave this state is if they passed actual laws, not suggestions that go against my morality. My wife and I are considering home birth. Nice. Good.
My landscape, Moonlight Sonata, sure. I'll do the Moonlight Sonata and Crazy. We don't have laws about having sex with animals and cousins because we don't approve of that behavior. We're not heathens. Exactly. Like in LA, you have to have a law to tell Joe Rogan not to bone a donkey because he wants to really bad. South Carolina is a good state. Might be a little Zionist these days, though. Watch out for that. Yeah, Toronto's done. That place will fall bad. I'm just your neighborhood spellbreaker. Yeah, Toe Rogan's allegedly definitely had an animal experience. That's what they do. Someone said Canada will be locked up in no time, thanks to Uncle Justin. Dude, you guys are such pussies, man. The Canadians deserve it. Why are you staying in your house, eh? Because Justin said so. I'm not telling people to revolt, guys. These aren't legal actions the government is taking. You know, stay in your house. I tell people, quarantine yourself because it's great. I've been quarantined for years. That being said, if you are facing economic catastrophe because you have to be in your house and you can't like see your grandmother as she's dying or something, who the hell is Justin Trudeau? He's just a dude. They're seeing how far they can push it. And I think these guys are doing great. I mean, they're really crushing. They're crushing the retard goyim. They're treating them like a bunch of dirty, filthy little goyim. And I get why they see that, because they're like, we order you. It's like, under what legal grounds? They're like, oh, you got us. Justin said so, dressed as a Chinaman. That's great. Chicago Metro is the reason. Dude, I mean, cities should be on lockdown because the economic collapse is going to cause riots. In my opinion, this is all just opinions. We all have a right to float our opinions. Who's going to bust you? Dude, none of them care. They're all just like, what is this? So far, one of my buddies who's a cop said that his town has no corona deaths, but since all this stuff, there's been 6 homicides. You guys realize that's what's really going to happen, right? No corona deaths because they doesn't kill anyone, allegedly. That's my opinion. But there's been 6 homicides, and this is an area allegedly that doesn't have homicides. Why? Because people are scared and angry and desperate, and they don't get their NBA. So watch out for actual crime. But the sniffles, I'm going to blow my nose to death. You'll blow something to death. When I live in Washington State, twice in my life, Port Angeles and Sequim are on the top 10 most corrupt cities in America. Happy you are not there. Why are they so corrupt? I didn't know that. I don't go there, but fear brings out the worst in people. Yeah, LA Sheriff just told gun shops to close in LA. Right, and if they do, it's their choice. This is all a test. It's all a test. BB, Trump talked about suicides going up if the economy doesn't improve. Oh, yeah, yeah. Huge, huge deaths for suicides. That's why I'm trying to do my streams. I'm doing 4 hours of streams a day. That's how I'm handling this.
I'm trying to reach as many people as possible and stay consistent, stay funny, tell the truth, let people know they're not alone, not to be scared, not to freak out, make fun of grabbers, make fun of blacks, what I always do. Listen to BB raising my vibration. Yeah, it'll literally get people to not kill themselves. Fact. Like thousands of people. But that's why they want to ban it, because they want people to die. Governments kill more people than anything in the history of the world. They're just like a soul-crushing machine. So why don't you pay your taxes and follow the law, Big Bear? Because that's the best way to live. Give Caesar Caesars. Stay out of their spotlight. You know? It's like, I don't want anything to do with that. I pay my taxes. I don't do any of the sovereign citizen shit. None of it. I think it all sounds like a fucking disastrous headache. But I know what the government is. I know what the coyote is. I know what the rabbit is. I know what it all is. It's like, just participate. Like, these actions that they're ordering are not legal. It's not legal. Like, and it's crazy. It's like they shut down the whole world because of the cold and flu. I have respect for it in a weird way. I think that the people I don't even think people did it. I think it's all demons. I think this is way above. I pay my taxes. Yeah, me too. I don't want that worry. I got enough worries in my life. I don't want to worry of that. I don't want to worry about that shit. I have a great accountant. I pay all my taxes. I have write-offs and shit. You know, I have an LLC, but that's the last fucking thing in the world I want to deal with. Daily dot, more like the daily period. Ah, I guess hilarious. A bunch of suicide hotline handout 2 weeks straight. George knows what to do. Bypass all the sovereign citizenship by saying you are a child of the living God. They have no answers. Well, if I was like, it depends on the situation you're in. I like being able to focus on what I like to focus on. My purpose in life is not figuring out taxes and all that mindless shit. You know, I don't even have a stock account. Like, I don't invest in the stock market. I don't have a business. Like, I don't invest in businesses. I don't like any of that shit. I stay away from it. I like farming and laughing and doing live streams and hanging with my family and shooting my bow and arrow. And I just don't care. Some people, that's what they care about. I like to uncover spells and then tell people about them. The number of corona deaths is at 16,362. That's nothing. Well, that's the whole world, K.O. Bear. And you understand the average age of death is over 80. 80. 150,000 people die in the world a day. That's 16,362 in the world. Do you know how many people are going to die because of the economic collapse and the suicides? Don't get me wrong. There was going to be an economic collapse anyway. But it's watching all the fear, the family stress that I'm seeing around me. It's just so stupid. Amy's not loving life. Amy, aren't you loving life? I'm saying very nice things. Aren't you loving life? Mm-hmm. Me and Amy had a conversation today where we're like, life has gotten so good because we've had so many rough times. Not the relationship, but like just getting through obstacles. And things lately have been so good that I was like, what the hell is this world? Like, because we're so used to fighting, not each other, but against like forces out there. You know, I'm always getting kicked off stuff, or we're always having to move, or some freaking gamma's sending, you know, and it's finally, it feels over. And it has been now for like a while. And we were just like with our kids, third kid on the way, looking at our thriving gardens and all this stuff. And we're just like, laughing. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's like life just kind of like opened up to us. 125,000 abortions per day. What? Yeah, the numbers are insane, guys. Compared, BB, do you know Philip Glass? Well, I know this one that goes. Bear. was playing in this key because I wanted to bring it into this.
I remember when. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day. Even your emotions had an echo with so much space.
First day of my life. Let me, because you listened to our father, BB, it's our blessing he gave you for sticking with truth and not taking the tickets. Dude, it's so true. It's, it sometimes pains me to not be able to explain it to people, but it's not on me. It's not. I'm not a savior. I'm not the savior of man. I'm just a big bear looking to break some spells. But that's the thing that frustrates me sometimes is like, how do people... Stop hurting yourself. when I heard this song on the radio yesterday, I was like, BB is so much more talented. Thank you, Brother Bear. Anytime. Maybe it's gravy. Maybe I'm gravy. First day of my life. This song is about a baby sung to his mother. It's the most anti-abortion song in history. And, I don't think they realized it at the time. That's the way God winks. This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain. Suddenly everything changed, they're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before I met you. And I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been. But I know where I want to go. Remember the time you drove all night. Guys, there's no way they didn't know this is about a baby. What do you think, love? No, I picture it's remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning. I picture a woman driving to the hospital. All right, let me just play it again.
This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain. Suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets. Yours was the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before I met you. I don't know where I am, don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning.
was strange. You said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up. And you said, this is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care. I could go anywhere with you. And I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, me, with these things there's no telling. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Such a good song. It's like the lyrics are just amazing. Owen, I sent this video to my estranged son on Mother's Day. Thank you. Anytime. I hope he's not estranged anymore. How much coffee is too much coffee? I don't know, Mama J. Bear. If you have to ask the question, it's too much. I cry like a baby when BB sings this song. I never heard it before until he expected it. I never would. Thanks, man. Anytime. I ain't sure on all the bears. If Dick Pound brought someone to the city he lives, would he be taking them to Pound Town? It's a great question, Bear Bell. It's deaf about two people finding happiness together. I almost just put Titty Bear in a timeout, but she usually says good things. You don't know that, Titty Bear. How can you say that's definitely what it's about? Every single thing about that was like about a baby. Phone BB. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, of course. Yeah, what is this? Is this Bert Kreischer thing? Are you like, hey, bye, boy? Is this real? Like, what is that? Kyneton, what are you sending me? What else is he sending me? LA County Sheriff orders gun stores to close, adds 1,300 deputies to patrol. Hey, man, if you believe the media, go for it. It's just suggestions, but it's all good. Maybe check your phone. Is it about the bisexual Bert Kreischer? I don't care. Do whatever you guys want, man. It's like, if you want to close your gun stores, go ahead. I got plenty of guns. What the hell is this? Is this real? What is this? Bert Kreischer. Is it really called that? Is that really his special? Is that really his special? Did he really just, what's green light? What are you talking about, Kyneton? Stop being coded. Green light, what does green light mean? I don't want to sound like a dick. Is Titty Bear female or male? I don't know. Titty could, I'm guessing. Hang on. I knew he was bi. Yeah, he's bisexual. To be a fair, is there a woman also Titty? Oh, is Titty a dude? The only people who need guns are now. BB, allegedly, I'm having some violent reactions to grabber politicians destroying lives, allegedly. Don't. Never strike the grabber. No, it's not the bird thing. What are you saying, green light? Kyneton, text me what you're trying to say. Oh, okay. Yeah. Unauthorized is uploading to the new servers. Kyneton Bear is trying to be very coded for some reason. God, I talk about anything that pops in my head all the time. You never have to be coded with me. Bisexual Bert is he really bisexual? No, I know he's really bisexual, but is that really the name of his new special? The media orders every man to grab another man's dong. Would you do that? What's your threshold? At what point do you question the government's authority? Like if they say, okay, the governor says you have to jerk a dude off, do you? It's crazier to say you have to close your gun stores than you have to jerk a dude off. Join unauthorized.tv and add the app to your Roku and Android. Thank you, Bunny Bear.
What do you think is crazier? Be honest. Let's just do a would you rather. No, not would you rather, because no one's going to want to whack a dude off. But I'm talking in principle. Oh, it's called, real title is Hey Big Boy. Ugh, God, so disgusting. Don't send me these things anymore. Yeah, I mean, why would I? Dude, one of my buddies texted me from elementary school. He said Bert Kreischer's new special is unwatchably bad. It's called Hey Big Boy. Guys, I'm not in. I don't want to be in on the joke anymore. Like, don't send me stuff about Bert's special. It's really disgusting. Well, the government said it, so I have to jerk a dude up. I knew you'd say that. So if it's like you, if the government says you can't say goodbye to your dying grandmother in a home alone, guys, it's crazier to say that than you have to whack a dude off. What do you think, love? What's crazier? Do you think it's crazier to say you can't say goodbye to your dying grandmother, or you have to drink a pint of your own piss? No, but I like logically, which is more of a loss in your life, you know? Right, exactly. It's crazier to not be able to say goodbye to your dying grandmother than drinking your... Forget about the whacking a dude off. I don't want to talk about it. The bye birth thing made that, would you, like, scenario just too real. That just disgusted me. Bert Kreischer's a fat, disgusting, probably Jewish pansexual drug addict. I think you just hit the nail on the head, Nelson Mandela. But what do you think is more morally wrong? To order someone to not be able to say goodbye to their dying grandmother alone in a home, or drink their own piss, like one pint? I mean, I think it's not debatable. It's obviously the piss is what's more moral. Like, it's more morally wrong to say that about your grandmother. Yeah, you drink the piss. They're not letting fathers accompany their birthing wives. I will be there. What state are they doing that? Maybe now that everyone is in quarantine, Jordan Peterson's advice to clean your room might be predictive programming. No. It's all God's script, guys. These are all tests from God. It's not people, just like what Matt from Quantum of Conscience says, people aren't responsible for all this shit. The more they're grabbled, the more they just do what Satan tells them to do, and then it's the test from God. It's, I take no orders. Good for you. What if the grabbers are trying to crash the economy to oust Trump? I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's just talk about uplifting things. Like, would you rather drink your own piss or not be able to say goodbye to your grandmother? Who knows? Some say the piss can clean you out. Whoa. Is it my piss or random piss? It's your piss. Hey, love. Oh, yeah, I still have to do the goats, too. Yeah, I can do all that. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the piss thing. This community is amazing. Oh, anytime, Worker Bear. It rains pee. Any forced separation of family is on the 6 million trajectory. Right. Just think about that. Think about how many... insurance companies are not currently paying. Dude, this is what's happening right now. My buddy was telling me about this. Listen to this. Wife and labor. Oh, I think dudes are allowed with their wives, guys. Come on, don't be fucking gay. Grandparents to die alone in isolation. And all your... The Daily Dot author wants your grandparents to die alone in isolation and all your businesses run into the ground and take away your rights so she can make a buck on an article. That's a fact, guys. My stance is making it harder for them to shut off insurance for senior services so they can kill millions of old people, or they kill themselves in isolation as they can't even wipe their own ass with toilet paper. Yeah. My buddy is like, you know, he's got family that works in those industries, so he, needless to say, really likes my take on it. And yeah, it's like the Daily Dot. It's like, how dare Owen Benjamin make fun of homos and Jews? It's like, guys, no one's really looking to protect the homos and the Jews these days. So why don't you find a new rhetorical device? I want to adopt a grandparent. Don't get too emotional about it. It doesn't help you think. I don't let myself think about a lot of that shit. I'd rather drink my pee than look at Bert's face. I think that's obvious. Is it distilled piss like Waterworld?
No, it's piss, but it's hydrated piss. What are you doing, hon? Oh, just thinking about the... But see, here's the thing. If I don't know. I don't want to judge people. Okay, BB, just drank my own piss. What did I win? Nothing, Fubari. You just made a horrible mistake for no reason. No joke, BB. I've had some bike thieves talking about how piss could clean your system, but they wouldn't recommend it. LOL. That's the second LOL after you've said something crazy, though, Bear, for seasons. It's like, did you really laugh out loud as you told me some bike thieves told you to drink piss? Or were you just trying to cover up that you know you said something a little off-putting? Drink waters from thy own, Kristen, flowing water from thy own well, Proverbs 5:15. I don't know what that means. I think it means drink. I think it's literal about your well. I don't think it's about your piss. I think you're looking too into that one. Owen, thank you for being one of the brightest lights available on these black screens and bringing logos daily. Anytime, but that means they're probably going to try and shut me down everywhere because evil hates good. So P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335, unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Can I chill the piss in the fridge first? No. No, you can't chill the piss. I'd rather eat cat shit with a knit needle than look at Bert's obese belly. I think that goes without saying. Urine contains hormones and nutrients often lost through excessive urination. Guys, I didn't think this would become a pro-piss drinking conversation. Oh, and I wish you had been my brother, my hubby. What you are saying to these young bears is golden. Thank you. My uncle stole $50,000 from my grandma years ago. What is left for me makes me feel bad acting like it's mine, but I know that money was mine. Okay, Smokey the Bear, I think that's a conversation you should have with your family. I don't always like saying things uncomfortable. Some might say I'm put off. Interesting, Coddington Bear. No one gives a shit. But I'm glad you're uploading to the new servers, unauthorized.tv. Owen, thank you for helping me understand that I need to forgive my wizard grabber adjacent father. Everyone needs to forgive their wizard father. LOL should never be a part of a sentence. No, I've said LOL only to good friends when I actually laugh out loud because I want to give them credit for the laugh. It's super gay, though. I always regret doing it, but I've done it. I've done it recently. It's all about drinking piss. I thought everyone... And there still could be a Q storm and all that. I'm just saying that there's a major economic grabble happening. So just watch for it. You know, make your own decisions. I'm not telling you to disobey the law, but non-legal suggestions from probably pedophiles in suits at a news conference... Weigh it out, man. The grabber sells things much worse than drinking piss. Yeah, the grabber sells sodomy and debt. God, we so appreciate you. Yeah, everyone appreciate it. Muslims think toilet paper is from the devil. Rusky Bear, that's ridiculous. All this piss talk is reminding me BB old piss bit, just admitting to the devil. Yeah. He got in a car accident. He was a half retarded now and he can't talk. Smokey the Bear is going on with the same thing. I get it. Dude, I LOL all the time here. Yeah, I do. I was re-listening to my Jordan Peterson book burning stream. Literal laugh out louds. And I was like, hey, Peterson, thanks for telling us that lobsters don't live at the top of mountains. How would we get an education? Like, I was very funny. I laugh out loud a lot when I re-listen to these. It's just funny. I don't know how else to put it. No one is having more fun than us, fact. I don't know. I think some of the cartel guys, one of my buddies in... sent me this video. He does training. He trains people on tactical stuff. Cartel guys get garbage trucks and they have machine guns on. This is what you should watch out for. Forget about fucking coronavirus. When the economy collapses even more, which obviously it is, watch out for cartels sneaking up the Southwest. What they do is they use garbage trucks because you can't shoot. Like garbage trucks are just like war machines. And they have these giant 50 cals on top. And they just, and they'll like have like five garbage trucks and they'll block off a city block and just take people out. It's enemies of the cartel, but you don't want to cross them. You know, so obviously the first thing I thought of is how do I get a garbage truck? And no one would be having more fun than that guy. The cartels are crushing right now. Dude, they're crushing. The cartels are taking such an advantage of all this stuff. I have started listening to Stream Starting with Number One. Great stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting journey watching me from the beginning. As they do it, it's insane. Yeah, dude, garbage trucks. Think about how good of a war machine that is. Like, what a bunch. And I was watching all these videos of cartel guys. They do look like they're having fun. Like, as bad as they, you know, they skin people, they kill all these, you know. I get it. I get the other argument. But, I mean, right now you're letting old people die alone. I mean, and babies and stuff. So it's not, like, he with no sin, guys. If you're going to kill people, like right now, the way you kill people is you ignore old people as they die alone, and then you know, you kill your own babies at Planned Parenthood. I mean, how is that? How, at least they have the creativity to get a freaking garbage truck and throw a 50 cal machine gun on top. Like, they're smart, dude. Some of those guys look like they're legitimately having a good time. Muslims wash their ass with a bucket of water in their hand. Rose Bear, I don't want to hear about any of it. Right now, a lot of Christians are letting the elderly die alone. All right, whatever. I'm not gonna focus on that. You guys, I get it. You have the sniffles. You don't want to blow your nose. You're gonna blow the devil's dick. 50 cals are insane. I use them in the army. And if you, yeah, one of my neighbors has a 50 cal. It can splinter a giant wood pile. It's just like boom, 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 boom. Just like it's just insanity. You probably can convert a garbage truck to the livable inside without it. Dude, the metal's so thick on garbage trucks, they're so reinforced. Again, just add some bulletproof tires, maybe lift the chassis and enforce it with a few inches of steel. Right. Dude, garbage trucks, if you roll into a neighborhood, five garbage trucks, stop. Dude, there's no, when people are like, oh, the sheriff's department, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's whole sections of Arizona the cartel completely controls. How do they, garbage trucks and machine guns. And just dudes that, you know, aren't scared of the sniffles. Like, that's the future. Some cartels have a code of conduct. Others don't. The Zetas are the most demonic by far. I wouldn't judge yet. You know, I'd like to see. Because that's the future. Guys, the future is going to be warlords. Oh, how dare you? I'm just telling you. You got to figure out, like, I'm so far north, I don't think any garbage trucks are making any road trips from, you know, our Mexicano neighbors, the old Aztecs. Cartels drink piss on long rides. Interesting. We have one talk about blowback. As far as chopping wood goes, dude, and just imagine people that are scared of the coronavirus and they see five garbage trucks with 50 cals on top. And they're like, is my sniffles better yet, mama? Are my sniffles better yet, mama? Cops are outgunned everywhere. Dude, outgunned everywhere. There's a reason they've been desperately trying to disarm people. It's like, but my sniffles, did you hear there was another case in Luxembourg? A pedophile died in 95 of the sniffles. Oh, no. Dude, just in comes the garbage trucks. Dude, it's not that I don't have worries, guys. I'm already looking into garbage. I'm dead serious. I'm looking into, like, how to acquire a garbage truck. Because when you see how they roll, like these cartel guys, five garbage trucks, boom, boom, boom. Like, you're not getting around it. No one's coming in. No one's going out. You could shoot all day at a garbage truck. Tink, 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 tink. What's on top? Smiley cartel guy. Just, and meanwhile, someone's like, I still, my corona nose. It's just, it's watching two worlds just two worlds colliding. The world of the constructed, made-up fear of nonsense and the world of waste management. Imagine 3,000 bare men surrounding 5,000 remote West Virginia mountains. Full of, imagine. You mean I think about it all the time. Oh, my God. Look at all the bacteria. Oh, my God. I can't even come again. I can't even come. I'm so scared. I can't even come. BB rolling in garbage. Dude, garbage truck is the move. Like, people are like, oh, I got a Mercedes. I'm like, yeah, I got five garbage trucks. That's Kung Fu Bear, there's Harry Bear, there's Mountain Bear, my neighbor Ryan, and a few other bears. It's like, what are you doing with those? Whatever the fuck we want. Why do you ask? My corona nose. A group of women chased out a Texas professor because he was pushing pedophilia. Good, Rose Bear. Thanks for not just talking about Muslim defecations. I'm picturing cartoon BB on a garbage truck firing on fear. Yeah, Owen should have a tank. He deserves it. Yeah, you're not going to get a tank, though. And tanks require a lot of fuel. A lot. And they're not as, listen, as your neighborhood warlord, they're not as handy as you think. Like, it requires an insane amount of infrastructure. Best thing I can tell you, garbage truck, 50 cal on top, two other dudes. You know, you got two guys, one guy up top, you got two guys up top feeding bullets and the other with the 50 cal. One guy driving, one backup in case that guy gets shot. You could take over Los Angeles with the setup I just told you. Maybe not Los Angeles right now, but those guys are going to be coming more and more north. You don't think so? Guys, there's grown men that won't keep their coffee shop open because of a runny nose. You want to talk warlords? It's like you don't even know how done you are yet. If you allow yourself to give up what your ancestors fought for, there's some smiley Aztecs that's going to come up and show you. Killdozer's a legend. Dude, Ryan was friends with him. That was out of Colorado. That's like where Ryan is from. First-person shooter, Russian, American, garbage trucks. Definitely don't shut down for Coroni. No. And everyone's obsessed with tanks. It's like tanks require so much high-tech maintenance, so much infrastructure, so much fuel. You know, they break it all. No one knows how to fix them. Killdozer, dude, is a high on my list of legends. Yeah, that was all legit. Ryan knew him. Ryan's dad worked with that guy. Like, he was like, fuck this. Cartel guys are so far ahead of government and liquid cash. I join them if they don't believe Coronu. Well, I mean, it's a dark world. I don't want to join the cartels, but I want to understand them so they like me, because I think there's a good chance that the future will be more cartels, gang, biker gangs. You know, there's going to be, and then it'll figure itself out, you know. Maybe not if people stop blowing their nose for 10 minutes. But garbage trucks. So you guys think waste management and sell me a garbage truck? I love how you've thought this through. Yeah, well everyone's like, coronavirus. It's like, I've been thinking about reality. So I'm thinking, because like when Ryan had to sell his Mack truck, I was like, this is going to be post-apocalyptic road warrior shit. Owen, you are so freaking funny and so smart. Oh, thank you. You have talked me down from the ledge. Normally I would have jumped. Oh, well, that's intense. I only heard of Killdozer about 3 weeks ago. What a hero. Yeah, he welded himself in so no one could take him out. Cartels will make you whack a guy. Right, and I don't want to be a part of that. I want nothing to do with cartels, but I do want to show them whatever respect they require, because they're going to be major governmental forces in the future. I mean, your government right now is a cartel. They move more product than any Mexican gang. But, you know, when you're dealing with Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of nose blowers, you're not really thinking it's going to last. I'm glad I'm in Ireland. We're peaceful AF. I mean, we'll see. We'll see, man. BB Mexico is like the U.S. in the 50s. Sweet. Yeah, you know, a lot. We've been lied to a lot. Garbage truck equals mobile bunker. Yeah, how much do you think a garbage truck could go for? The town abused Killdozer. His reaction was reasonable in a strange way. Unfortunately, he died. Yeah, he wanted to die, though. They did abuse him. It was all legit. They were, like, trying to, like, nickel and dime him to death and do all this shit. He freaking welded himself in so no one could take him out. Some cartel... cartels are more moral and... Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, a lot of gangs are more moral than the government. Like, fact, guys. Like, 100%. Like, they're not as into just killing babies and old people. 30,000? Oh, that's a lot. So you couldn't just get, like, a discount? 80,000? Ah, fuck that. 300,000 new? All right, forget it. I'm out. Six goats and six dozen eggs. Yeah, 33,000. All right, that's a little high. I thought 10 grand. I always think everything's cheaper than it is. That's a Jew in me. 120,000 used to maybe based on how much. You know how many like miles a gallon they get? Like that type of thing. I guess it'd be like 3-4. And it runs on diesel. Imagine if Americans want to be illegal Mexicans. Oh, that's... Guys, if we keep blowing our noses the way we are, that's coming. 23,000. My buddy just 1989 Mack garbage truck. That's it. 23,000. We might be able to do in the future. Look at that baby. 90,000. Oh, that's a lot. 2014 garbage truck. 300 horsepower, 6-speed automatic. Yeah, you throw a 50 cal on there. Oh, yeah. Ryan just sent me this. New coronavirus stimulus bill and Congress creates U.S. digital dollar. Oh, yeah. None of this has to do with, you know, I thought for a minute I had to do with tracking down Hillary Clinton at a Delta terminal, but I'm starting to think, guys, I'm going to put on my Shylock Holmes thinking cap, and I do think it has to do with an economic meltdown. So, since the cartels are clearly going to be gaining power, I say we get dump trucks, unless we have dudes with tanks, but we need a lot of infrastructure. All I'm saying is don't be worried about it. It's all going to be fun. You know, if you're in a rural area, the dump truck guys, and again, the cartels are typically more moral than your local government and obviously federal government because they're not just trying to kill and rape babies. So, like I used to always think, like I would rather have a mafia controlling my region than a government. But I really like the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It is a good starting point. It's a good cornerstone. So we'll figure it out. You know, we'll all figure it out. But these are just things to look out for. You could just roll up at the improv with the truck and demand it. Oh, guys, if you have a 50 cal, if you have the setup I just explained, 50 cal and then the bullet feeder, two guys up front, and then let's say you have four other trucks in the same setup, you're fine. Like, there isn't a threat ever. It's like, yeah, but what about the National Guard of the United States? Dude, that's not how any of this works. And you all know it. Mexico can't do shit about the cartels. Things are insanely safe where the mafioso live. Yeah, because they're like friends and family. They have connections to people. They aren't just imported from Israel. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of positives coming out of this. At least the mafia buys you a drink after taking all your money. Right, they're dressed well. It's not based on child rape. You know, there's so many positives. Vegas was way better when it when the mob ran it. Grab where gamma commies now. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Grab where gamma commies now. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But they're done. I mean, the grab where commies, they pushed too far. I mean, people are now thinking about garbage trucks and shit. Like, normal people are like, should we get a 50-gallon garbage truck? It's like, but we said you're not allowed to leave your house. It's like, yes. So does that mean we get two garbage trucks and a 50-cal? Or no, but we said you're not allowed to blow your nose. It's like, no, I heard you. I heard the madness. So now I'm thinking about, I don't know, we're going to have to need a lot of fuel. It's like, but I mean, no, you're not allowed to be you're not allowed to have more than two people in a group. I'm like, well, my garbage truck will have four. But you can't. Tell that to the garbage trucks. West Coast Bears could have BC, Washington, Idaho taken over. Okay, no. We're not going to start that conversations. I'm just talking about threat levels. We're not taking over states, guys. Come on. We're talking about responses to potential collapses. No talk about like, oh, we could take over. No. None of that, guys. I probably shouldn't have went this far as it is. Because everyone sees that is kind of on the table if they do collapse the economy more based on cold and flu season. And they've already blueprints for putting a 50 cal in a garbage truck. Guys, I got tons of videos of the cartels doing it. I know exactly how they do it. Old military videos are pretty cheap. Garbage trucks blend in. You haven't thought it through. Five garbage trucks, you will have more opportunity to just drive down the street. And then, why are they all parking one place? Do, 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 do. You understand? If you have a bunch of military trucks, it's not the same element. You know, a garbage truck is like, people are like, oh, it's a garbage truck. Someone's picking up garbage. Hey, well, there's a machine gun on top of there. Oh, shit. Did I not pay up? You see how it is? BB, do you think the debt will be wiped still? Potentially, yes. I see many, many, many possible outcomes. All good if you have the right opportunity.
Or if you have the right mindset. Fuel shortage, biodiesel, right. I love this so much. This is called non-victim thinking. Let's start a GoFundMe. Yeah, if we're going to do GoFundMe, it's me buying the improv before the... dude, the garbage truck, we're looking... If they collapse the economy even more, the communists, this is all communist. In 5 to 10 years is when you're going to need garbage truck 50 cals. Because the cartels, it's not going to be... The cartels are going to make their way up. Dude, do you know how much of Arizona is already controlled by cartels? They don't tell you on the media because it's the media. They don't want you to know. Here in Seattle, I can feel God more than usual. Me too. That's why I don't have the spirit of fear. Oh, and I'm self-sufficient. Would love to be a part of the bear farm. Great stunt brat. Right now, because that teeters on cult behavior right now. So right now I'm just thinking about like real trusted, close people where I can get this garbage truck situation figured out. Irish garbage trucks are undervalued, only $10,000 a piece. Rescue bear. What the hell's going on there? Mountain bear? Hey, today's not Tuesday. What's the garbage? Boom, 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 boom. Exactly. It's like, oh, no way. It looks like the city's up and running again. There's a garbage truck and boom, 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 boom. Why can't we all just enjoy this and love life? You're in timeout. This is us enjoying it and love life, unless you beat off to pornos. Right now, this, like, people are at home dying laughing at the garbage truck conversation. Yeah, the Daily Dot will do another hit piece and say, oh, Owen Benjamin wants to take over Idaho with a garbage truck. Never said that. Not even on the plan. Armored short bus. That's a good call, Kung Fu Bear. But you have to, like, armor it yourself. People are like, why can't we just enjoy this time? This is how men enjoy it. Let me guess. You're a homosexual, you're a woman, or you're a gamma male. Either way, just get the fuck out. These are men sitting around talking about arming up a garbage truck. Outcomes are all positive. Dude, all positive. They'd be tiny trucks compared to American ones, I'd say. Yeah, but the tiny garbage truck could almost be funnier. Where it's like, oh, looks like they got littler garbage trucks. What's it? Yeah, I almost picture like a leprechaun in Ireland just popping up being like, top of the morning to you. I'm an Irish cartel guy. Except it's like bars of Dove soap. No, Irish Spring soap. What's not love about... Dude, this is how men have talked forever, guys. If you think that this is... The internet has made men so fucking stupid. It's like men have sat around fires talking about weapons for thousands of years, guys. This is what we do. We sit around and we go, wow, we could get a garbage truck, put a 50 cal on top of it. You know, we get a guy... This is how we talk. And it's like, no, you shouldn't talk that way. Why? Because when you talk that way, we can't take over your business and fuck you when you're asleep. Did you just say that out loud? I didn't mean to say it out loud. I'm giving a press conference right now. 5.56 green tip rounds will Swiss cheese a garbage truck. What fucking garbage trucks are you hanging around with? Swiss cheese a garbage truck, my ass. Dude, garbage trucks have metal that thick. Bang, 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 bang. Dude, all I'm saying is, I don't know, man. I don't think the 5.56 round's going to do shit to a garbage truck. 50 cals, you know. I don't fucking think. Dude, maybe like, I don't know. Men have the best conversations. Yeah, they do, until women and homos ruined it. And now we're not going to take it anymore. We want to sit around and be like, dude, one of my favorite YouTube channels is that German dude who just makes like slingshots and little, like weaponized slingshots out of everything. Martial law motorhome. I love it. Hey, BB, can the garbage truck play ice cream music? We could have an ice cream truck, too. They could just function as a machine gunner. 7.62? Yeah, I mean, listen, the garbage truck isn't like... It's penetrating. You can penetrate the garbage truck. 5.56 is just a high power 22. I know, but he said something else about that I didn't know what it was. Some kind of tip. I don't know much about, like, bullet tips. I know 5.56 rounds, to me, aren't that big or... I don't know. Is a plinker round? That's what I believe as well. But he said something about a tip. Bear, I want a garbage truck with monster truck wheels. Yeah. Right now, my son probably just woke up and was like, monster truck? And I'd be like, all right, buddy, we're going to make a monster truck garbage truck, and then daddy's going to put a 50 cal up with his neighbors. Why? Because there's something called cartel guys, buddy. I need an armored 737. Weaponized ice cream truck reminds me of Twisted Metal. Dude, I remember one of my roommates used to play that game all the time. It's a fun game.
Green tip. Yeah, I don't know what that means. How about a refrigerated box truck? We can sell meat out the back. Okay, gay guy. Green tip armor piercing. Yeah, see, that might be a factor I don't understand. 5.56 is a 22 on roids. Maybe green tip does something. I've just established I don't know what that means. Green tip equals steel core, definitely piercing. Okay, there you go. I mean, that's the situation. So we have to get our guys to figure that out. But see, I don't think the average gun we're going to run into is not going to be that. It'll probably be like 22s, 9mm, Glocks. I mean, we might run into a 30-06 here and there, but we're not running into too many green tips out there because those guys know not to cross the new cartels. This guy. And I'll just be, I'll be moving goat milk. It's not even about H or anything. I'll just be like, yo, I got the nickel bag of the goat milk. That's how I think Mexicans talk in my head. I got the nickel bag of the goat milk. And they're like, oh, I get my money. It's like, you give me my money for my goat milk. Or I come or I take out the garbage. And they're like, don't take out the bag of garbage. Dios mío, don't take out the basura. Oh, my basura. I come with my basura truco. And they're like, oh, no. And I'm like, yes. You took my goat milk, and now you pay. You took my goat milk, and now you pay double. And they're like, not the basura truco. And I'm like, bring it. Boop, boop, boop. But I don't kill the guy. I just shoot all around. I just shoot his computer so he can't watch any more pornos. And I'm just boom, boom, boom. And he's like, my precious, the pornos. And I'm like, you should have thought about that before you stiffed me on my goat milk, you and your precious pornos. What about armor-plated bulldozers? I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. Oh, Dios mío, no. Yes, I shoot your pornos. Boom, 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 boom. Owen, we have three dudes, two skidsters. We have three dozers. Two skidsters and three cherry pickers. Well, looks like we're equipped. So we now have dozers, guys. Things have changed exponentially. Now do we have green tips? Oh, Dios mío. You should not have taken my leche de goat. My goat de leche. I milk the goat myself. And you take it from me. You say credit. Oh, no. Please, no. Oh, I bring the basura truco. No, not the basura truco. Laughter heals the body? Yes, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing fucking comedy. Disgusted cartel Owen knows your browser history. I know what you look at when everyone goes to sleep. Oh, not me pornos, please. No, not me pornos, please. Oh, no. I know you watch the pornos. You watch the porn. No, not. Uno, dos, tres. Aquí, señor. Boom, 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 boom. No more pornos, mi papa. Gracias. Gracias, amigo. Gracias, Carrington. Ursa. Yeah. Gracias, oso, Carrington. Carrington oso. See? Carrington oso, why do you speak differently now that we speak the cartel way? Because this is how I speak now. I am Carrington oso. Uno, dos, tres, Carrington oso. Boom, 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 boom. No more pornos, mi papa. Gracias, Carrington oso. Gracias, indeed. Cartel Owen, the next mound bearer. Right. Cartel, I had the goat leche. You give me money from my goat leche, or Carrington oso unleashes hellfire over your puta, casa de puta.
Oh, no. Not mi casa de puto.
Si, senor. You watch the pornos instead of paying me my money.
Sometimes I watch the pornos when I get stressed out. Please, Papa. Please, El Papa.
No. El Papa does not become El Papa by taking shit from puto maricón.
Oh, no. Not the gay pornos. The straight heterosexual porno.
It's all homosexual. You're looking at another dude's penis. All porno is gay porno. You took my goat leche. All porno is gay porno. Even if it's a woman, there's a penis that you're whacking off to.
Oh, but Papa, please, no.
Cardenoso.
Yes.
Cardenoso. Get the basura truco. The truck of garbage.
Not the truck of garbage, please, no.
Cardenoso. Release. Hellfire.
Dios mio, no.
Si, senor.
Mi pornos. Mi precious pornos, no.
Yes, yes, your pornos are all dead now.
I can't stop giggling. Yeah. The new comedy special, The Big Bear Takes Out the Trash, riding around a garbage truck with a 50 cal. Yeah, it's like, Owen's comedy has really changed. Why? He doesn't do comedy anymore. He's a warlord. What? Yeah, yeah. You know, like, he used to do a lot of stand-up, and he's still a comedian, allegedly, but now he's just a warlord. I mean, he's a funny warlord. He does a lot of funny voices and stuff. But him and all these bears, they all have a bunch of garbage trucks with 50 cals, and they sell goat milk, and they shoot everybody that watches pornos. Really? That's way different than when he was on Sullivan and Son on TBS. Yeah, way different. Well, that's what happens when the entire economy shuts down because people blow their nose a lot. If you think about it, his response was actually the sane response to an insane world. Yeah, the more you think about it, the more I think the sane response to all this is to get a garbage truck with a 50 cal and a bunch of friends and goat milk. Because, seriously, if you can shut down the entire economy because people have a stuffy nose, I mean, what's next? Genocide? 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 You know, he used to do a lot of stand-up. He still does stand-up, but he stands up and he orders people to shoot their 50 cal, allegedly. And he also, oddly, he talks in this weird broken Spanish, like kind of Italian, kind of like retarded accent. What do you mean? He talks like this. And it's not from anywhere, but he thinks it makes him sound more like a valid warlord. Wow. I remember seeing him just do stand-up. Yeah, yeah. A lot's changed. A lot has changed. Owen is now a super funny warlord. Yeah, right now I'm a comedian who does warlord. Soon, I will be warlord who occasionally does comedy. Latino bears are living it up right now. Loving it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Latino bear, watching me speak broken Spanish is probably very enjoyable.
Casa de puto.
Not mi casa de puto.
Si, casa de puto, maricón, patito sucio, mariposa.
Did you just call me a butterfly in broken Spanish?
Si, senor. Cardenoso.
Si, senor.
Why do you talk like that?
Because we now talk like this. We're doing that thing that you started on the D-Live that night.
Okay, Cardenoso. Unleash hell.
Super funny bit. Hey, thanks. He still does stand-up, but it's from house sitting down. But it's from his house sitting down. That's so funny. Owen used to do stand-up on the road. Now he does it sitting down at home. But he's also... Yeah, I'm a peace lord. Yeah, it's like I will have an army of garbage trucks with 50 cals, but they will not be used. They will just be a warning.
That if O'Rourke of Beta from Texas, you come to me, puto. Get on your knees, Beta O'Rourke.
But no, sir, please, no.
You said you were Mexicano? No. You are a Beta cuck. White man.
Yeah, see, I know. I was trying to please my constituents.
You think Mexicans are stupid? We have fucking garbage trucks with 50 cal fucking guns. What do you have except for Madonna CDs and your Mitsubishi?
I like my Mitsubishi Madonna CDs.
Carrington also unleash hellfire on Beto O'Rourke. Do you want... El Papa, do you want me to just... Just shoot his pornos? No, shoot everything about this man.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go to bed. I'm done. I'm landing the plane. All right, guys. Peace through strength. There it is. That's what I'm talking about. I got to go. BB bought a Canadian salt spreader for Armageddon. I really want a garbage truck. Yeah, we all do. Okay, here we go. BB, I have not a single man with a mustache get corona. Don't you think that's strange? Yeah, corona's not a thing. I don't want to do it anymore. Owen from House Smith, Lord of Peace, driver of garbage truck, teller of jokes, ladler of gravy, milker of goats, slayer of wizards, you know. When I'm announced, I require a scroll. All right, guys. You would be the best foxhole mate? I would. I would keep everyone laughing, and then when the time came, I would do what has to be done. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Owen, brilliant, man. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you guys laughed. I'm glad I could give levity in these times. Everything will be fine, guys, as long as at least someone gets a garbage truck. Unauthorized.tv, join. The global media is now taking shots at me. It won't be effective, though. They don't have green tips. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, and good times. Much love. Everything, honestly, everything will be okay. Unless you're a pussy. All right, be strong.